This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We're expecting a big announcement today from Facebook. Some analysts expect the company will unveil a new search feature to better compete with Google. Facebook has so far failed to wow investors since going public. The online gaming company Zynga has fared even worse. Its stock is down about 70% in the last year. So the company is experimenting with online gambling to turn things around. Sam Harnett reports now from San Francisco.
Gambling might seem like a tough PR sell for a video game company, especially one known for virtual farm animals and wide-eyed cartoon characters. But gaming analyst Gabe Zickerman says the move makes a lot of sense when you look below Zynga's cuddly surface.
Zynga's key sort of intellectual assets are not really in spectacular content creation. They look more like a marketing and e-commerce platforms company than a gaming company.
Like casinos, social gaming companies operate by hooking users, tracking their data, and monetizing their behaviors. Zickerman says Zynga's games actually have similar mechanics to those in a casino. Take Farmville or Mafia Wars. They both have random rewards and carefully timed payouts, just like slot machines. Still, not everyone is convinced Zynga will hit the jackpot.
Organizationally, they're not prepared for it.
Kevin Flood is a consultant and programmer. He says real money gambling is a whole different league than social gaming. Zynga will have to deal with fraud, handle age restrictions, and prove each game is truly random. Regulators will be scouring the programming code of every version Zynga releases.
You can't just iterate, dump some code out there and it doesn't quite work. It has to be really, really gold label.
Zynga's hoping to troubleshoot those issues in Europe, where online gambling is legal. The world's biggest potential market, however, is here in the U.S., and so far, it's only legal in Nevada and Delaware. But internet gambling expert Gerard Cunningham says more states are on the way.
It's going to be a slow and steady progress.
But Cunningham says the playing field won't be uniform in every state.
We will see some states passing poker, some doing slots, some not. It is going to be very, very complicated.
And complicated is never a good bet. Getting all those states into one integrated market will be a regulatory nightmare. Zynga's lobbying Congress to legalize online gambling nationwide. Investors will be watching closely to see how Zynga's hand plays out. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.